Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today, I went out to the airport and the Miracle on Ice team, the 1980 Olympic team that won gold, was out there. And we've had these guys on all week, different participants in it. And there was Neil Broughton was there, and Mike Ramsey, and Dave Christian, and Phil Verkota, Eric Strobel, John Harrington, a good group of guys, right? Minnesotans through and through, the epitome of Minnesota, these hockey players that went out and won it in 1980. Now, they're going to Las Vegas, and the Golden Knights kind of jumped on this and found a way to get them in and honor them this weekend, which is great and savvy probably on their part. But the thing that I uncovered today, unbeknownst to many people out there, is that they have tentatively a schedule to meet with President Trump tomorrow. How about that? And I think they found out about it today. But they are tentatively scheduled to meet with President Trump tomorrow. So my question for you is, would you meet with President Trump if you were not in President Trump's camp? If you had a chance to meet the president and you are not of his belief system, or you didn't vote for him, but you have this rare opportunity to meet a president of the United States, even if you didn't vote for him, even if you don't like him, even if you don't agree with his policy, would you still meet with him if that opportunity came along? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. I do not know the political persuasion of any of the 1980 Miracle on Ice members. I don't know if they're Democrats, Republicans. I have no idea. But they've got this opportunity to meet with the president tomorrow. And interestingly enough, they met with the president in 1980 when they won it, only it was Jimmy Carter. He was the outgoing president at the White House, and that's how they ended the whole 1980 Miracle on Ice at Lake Placid. They took a plane and they went to the White House, and they met President Carter, and then everybody dispersed and went their own way. And so this will be the second president that they've met together. That's kind of President Carter, and then everybody dispersed and went their own way. And so this will be the second president that they've met together. That's kind of unusual. You know, how many people meet two presidents 40 years apart? But that's what they get the opportunity to do tomorrow. And this isn't, it's not quite the same as when you meet the president because you won a championship. They've already done that. They already met President Carter because they won the gold medal at Lake Placid. So they've already covered that part of it. This is just different because they're in Vegas, and I guess President Trump's in Vegas, and I don't know how it works, but those handlers figured it out, and they said, well, why don't you go meet the Miracle on Ice team? And so they will. And I don't know if all of them are going or not. I don't know the format, et cetera. But if it was you, would you go meet the president even if you were not of the same political party or persuasion as the president? I know what you're saying. You're saying, this isn't nearly as exciting as the census talk, but it's something I think we need to cover. Let's go to Ryan on line one in Minnetonka. Ryan, you're on Sports to the Max.
Hey, Mikey, great show.
Thank you.
I would absolutely meet the President of the United States, whether I voted for him or not.
Yep.
It's the office that deserves respect.
It's the office, not the person, and the office stands for something in this country, correct?
Absolutely.
Yep. I feel the same way. If you got that opportunity, what's the downside?
Nothing.
No. No. You're not saying you're cast to vote for him or anything, but why not meet the president if you get a chance to meet the president?
Right.
You know? So I think it's pretty cool. Ryan, appreciate the call. 651-989-9226 if you want to jump on with us. Let's go to Mike in Hudson on line two. Mike, you're on Sports to the Max.
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Say, if I wouldn't meet everybody I disagreed with, I wouldn't have any people to talk to.
There you go, buddy.
Hey, because, you know, if they're hockey players, they want to get honored. I don't think the politics has much to do with it.
I don't either, but we've seen these stands in recent years where people refuse to go to the White House and this and that, and I always just think, just go, have fun. Don't you know? You don't need to jump up and down and high five, you know. But I mean, check it out, see what it's like. I think it'd be fascinating to see what the Secret Service looks like and everything else as you approach this thing.
Yeah, well, thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike. 651-989-9226. Would you meet the president of the United States if you had an opportunity, even if you didn't agree with his politics? Because maybe some members of this team, that is what they're faced with tomorrow. I don't know. But it's an interesting opportunity, isn't it? It's maybe an interesting quandary for some of them. So give us a call, 651-989-9226. If you don't, I'm going back to my census post game. Stay with us. Like I talked to Phil Vercota about it, plays for the, and he said, you know, I don't care what your politics are. Go meet the president. I said, you can get a selfie with him? He said, I hope so. He said, maybe he'll tweet about me. Now, that's funny. I don't know if Phil's a Republican or a Democrat, but that's funny. Would you go meet President Trump if you didn't agree with his policies, if you had a chance to meet him in a private kind of setting? You know, not just a wave from the stands, but if it, you know, he's paying respect to whatever group that you're in, and they say, here, come back in the back room and meet President Trump, would you do it? 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Or maybe you can flip it around and say, I mean, if you're a Republican, would you go meet President Obama if you had a chance? And if you did, what would you say? Would you say, hey, I like your policy. I don't like your policy. You need to work on this, you know, all those things. I don't know. I don't know. And I wonder if people ever think, you know, if I ever meet the president, I'd say this. And then they get up there and they go, yeah, I better not do that. And they chicken out. I wonder if that happens. You know, and all of a sudden you got, you know, like I said, Secret Service people around, everything else. And you go, yeah, maybe I won't say that. Maybe I'll just, you know what, I'll just say, hey, you're doing a great job. You know, the old Sid Hartman special. Yeah. Well, you do a great job. One day, you know what we got to do? Is recount as we head towards his 100th birthday. We need to recount some great moments that each one of them have had with him. And I was just thinking of one. I was a few years ago, I came to pick up Sid. This is probably 5-6 years ago. My son was probably 8 years old, and Sid gets in the car because I'm giving him a ride. We're going to a sports show or something. And he doesn't see my son in the back seat. And he says, you know, that blankety blank mom and that blankety blank mama and that blankety blank mama. Sid sometimes says it. Uses curse words. And I said, Sid, my son's in the back seat. He looks back and he sees my son sitting in the back seat after he'd this profanity-laced paragraph. And he looks back and he sees that my son is there, this 8-year-old with wide eyes. And he says, hey, you got a great dad. You know that? My son has never forgot the words that Sid used to describe different people that day. First time I think he'd heard some of those words in the same sentence. Let's go to Dale on line two. Dale, you're on.
Yeah, I just was responding to you, as you said, Trump supporter, not a Trump supporter. I would meet any one of the presidents to honor the presidents and honor the office, first of all and foremost. And whether I would say something or not, I don't know. I might chicken out. I don't know.
What would you want to say?
I would say, Trump, you're doing a heck of a job.
Yeah.
Obama, I would say, you're a real genius.
You'd give him the old Sid Hartman special, huh?
Yeah. I said, you're a genius, Sergeant. What the heck's going on? And Jimmy Carter, I'd say, how you doing, Mr. Peanut Farmer?
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
And how about the Gipper?
Oh, the Gipper? Hell of a job. We had a great economy.
Yeah. Dale, I get it. Thank you for your call, 651-989-9226, if you want to jump on with us. I don't know where they're meeting him. I don't know if it's like in Vegas there. I think, you know, he's got all kinds of properties everywhere. He might just have a private boardroom in one of his condos. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I'm sure you go through some long, it took us, we had to go through security just to get in to interview these guys today. I've never seen anything like that because we got to go to the gate without a ticket, which you don't get to do anymore. Holy cow. And they want your driver's license. And then you go to the metal detector, and you got to have an escort with you the whole time. It was something. Let's go to Joe in Maple Grove on line three.
How you doing, Mike?
Good. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah. You know, I'm not a fan of President Trump, but if I had an opportunity to go to the White House with a group of teammates, I wouldn't pass that up. And then I don't think I'd show him any disrespect, but I might give him my opinion on maybe a thing or two, or maybe I wouldn't. I don't know. Let's just see.
You're walking through the line, and he's shaking hands, and he gets to Joe in Maple Grove, and he says, Joe, you look like middle America to me. You look like the voice I should listen to. Give me your best two sentences as to what I could do better. What would you say?
Well, number one, I highly doubt he would say that.
You don't know that?
That's not how he rolls. But I might question him on the Russia thing if I had to. But I just don't think that would be the time and place to do it. But if he presented the opportunity, I might say I'm a little concerned with the whole Russia thing where, you know, it makes us look bad if you're not even, you know, keeping them in check if they do something like that.
What if he said, you don't be concerned. I got a great relationship with them. Everything will be fine. Then what would you say?
I think I would just enjoy the White House and let it go.
I mean, just talked to him the other day. Don't worry about a thing, Joe. What would you do then?
It was fabulous. It was tremendous. We
had a perfect conversation.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for your call, Joe. 651-989-9226. I don't know. I know one person that I know. I want to tell the story, but I really can't tell the story because it might give away who the person is. I know one person that I know that met with the president once, and they were being honored for something, and they gave him one piece of advice. They said, hey, you got to fix this, boom. And the president looked at him and said, you know, you're right, but we got to figure out a way to do it without pissing everybody off. And it was kind of funny, you know, because the president knew exactly what he was talking about, knew what the problem was, and the solution wasn't easy. It was just something that he was aware of. And that's as far as it went. You know, it wasn't like he called him back the next week and said, let's talk more about that. You know, how do we get this done? It wasn't like that. But it was interesting to hear that they had that exchange in their conversation in the White House. Let's go to Chris on line one in Maple Plain. Chris, you're on.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm listening to you on my antique radios. I have an antique radio collection. I was just listening to this, and I would say that if I had a chance to meet the president, I would do it because it's a statement to the country to say how great our country is and the hockey players that play for us, and we live in the state of hockey. And we should be proud of that.
Or if it's the vice president.
The vice president?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I might ignore him.
Okay. So the only president you'd go for?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably go vice president, too. Chris, thank you for your call.
All right.
Yeah, I would, too. I mean, I'll say this. I probably wouldn't go for Woodrow Wilson. Yeah. We're just so different in the way we see things and think about things that if there's one president that I wouldn't go for, it'd probably be Woodrow Wilson. And, you know, I think for obvious reasons. But I would probably decline that. I can't think of another president off the top of my head. Maybe James Polk. Maybe. It would probably depend on the circumstances. You know, is it a big banquet room? Is it a small, intimate area? But I don't know that I'd go – I for sure wouldn't break bread with him, with Polk. Maybe one of those things where I'd go for like 5 minutes, just, you know, so you can't say I didn't do it, but then I'd find some way, you know, to get out of there kind of thing, you know, oh, look at the watch, you know, and away I'd go, something like that, because they didn't have watches. But then I'd find some way, you know, to get out of there kind of thing, you know, oh, look at the watch, you know, and away I'd go, something like that, because they didn't have watches back then. But But I don't know that I would sit with Polk for a long period of time. And I don't know that I could, I'm sure like many of you are thinking right now, I don't know if I could hold my tongue with Polk, you know. I might say something that I regret, and I'm sure many of you are thinking the same thing right now. And so those are the two. Woodrow Wilson for sure, and maybe Polk. Let me think about that during the break. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. I said that I wanted a redo, or at least, yeah, I guess it wasn't what I said earlier that's been bothering me since, but maybe what I didn't say. And sometimes you get so caught up in the moment that you forget, and then you take a deep breath and it becomes crystal clear, and you say, whoa, why didn't I say that when I had the opportunity? Why didn't I just come forward? And because I want to be transparent with you people. I don't want you to think that I'm some phony, some fake. Talks about one thing, believes something else. You see that enough in this day. You probably meet people like that, right? People you work with even, you know, and people that you see on the street and you go, I don't know if I can trust that. That person might be a phony. There's nothing worse to me than being a phony. Saying that you're this when you're that. I don't care who you are. Just tell me who you are, and then we'll deal with that and go from there. But I want to know who you are. I want to know what makes you tick, what you believe in. What is it that bothers you? What keeps you up at night? What's your greatest fear? I want to know all those things about you, because then I know you. And once I know you, then everything else kind of makes sense. What I was speaking about earlier, well, like I said, I didn't err. I didn't say anything that I regret. It's just what I didn't say that I'm sure people are talking about now, and I'm going to hear about it on social media, etc. Because it was so obvious at the time that I should have said it and I didn't say it. And those are the things that you end up regretting later in life. And now I'm sure social media is buzzing with it, etc., etc. I was talking about whether or not you would meet with the president if you didn't share that president's beliefs. And because the 1980 Miracle on Ice team is going to have a chance to meet with Donald Trump tomorrow night. And they might all be Republicans for all that I know. I don't know. But would you meet with the president if you didn't share the ideals, or share the same ideology as they do, or you didn't vote for him, or maybe you just flat out dislike him? And I meant what I said. Woodrow Wilson, I'm not sure about. I don't think. James Polk definitely would. I would try not to if I could avoid it. If I could find something better to do, I would not meet with Polk. And if I did, it would be, you know, a handshake, and then I'd find a way to get out of there. But what I didn't say that I should have said, so obvious now, and I'm sure it's obvious to all of you. You see, you know, I don't even know why I'm going to tell you this. There's no way I would ever met with Chester Arthur. President, of course, in the late 80s. And there are certain things that you just won't do in life. And meeting with President Arthur would have been near the top of that list. And I've had a chance. I'm asking for a do-over tonight because I came clean about Woodrow Wilson and James Polk for the obvious stated reasons. And, you know, even more obvious, as some of you pointed out now on social media, is, you know, what about President Arthur? And you're right. I mean, Chester Arthur, he won the election, so I give him credit, okay? He won the election. I wasn't there. Fair and square, he won the election. And so the people spoke. He has every right to assume and sit as the president of the United States. I get that. I truly get that. And who am I to say that he shouldn't have won whatever? That doesn't matter what I say or believe. He won it. Fair and square, he won the presidential election, and the people spoke. I'm just saying, if it was left to me and they said, he's having a dinner, and Chester Arthur, President Arthur, would like to have you there, I would not go. And I apologize that I didn't say this earlier, but I'm just so glad that I didn't do it. I did it early enough in the show that I could make amends on it. But I would never meet with Chester Arthur.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.